Begin your meditation by checking that your body is relaxed, your spine straight, and you feel settled in your environment. And take a few minutes to relax the mind by allowing thoughts to settle through mindfulness of the breath and letting thoughts go. This meditation, giving and taking, is also known in Tibetan as Tong Len. It's very powerful, and for a long historical period, it was kept very secret because it was thought that this meditation would disturb some people. But through Buddhism coming to the West, it has now been accepted as an incredibly powerful method to generate compassion for oneself and others. In this version, we focus our attention on wanting to relieve the suffering of a small group of people. We can get our heads around this. It's sometimes very difficult to focus on the large part of humanity. But as our practice grows, we can extend this beyond the human realm, to the animal realm, contemplating the difficulties, the problems, and the sufferings of others. But in this incredibly brilliant method, we're not taking on others' suffering. We're utilizing that suffering to destroy our own self-cherishing. And self-cherishing, selfishness, is taught as the root of all our problems. So without wishing to negate the sense of self, we get it into perspective and we see that we are completely interdependent with others. We are all in different states perhaps, but all suffering to one degree or another, and we never know from moment to moment what might befall us. So it's a wonderful way to also develop equanimity, interdependence, respect for all other beings. So you can consider this in your motivation. Often it is because we feel helpless, that we can't help others. But if we do this meditation, it enables us to feel connected. It enables us to feel beneficial. And on a deep spiritual level, empowers us to actually benefit others. So make your motivation. And visualize in the space in front of you, comfortably ahead, about 2 meters, but very clear and vivid as possible. Some people who are suffering deeply at this moment, who you feel you would love to help. It may be members of your family. It may be refugees. It may be those suffering in a war zone. Make it a group that you can relate to. Something you've seen through social media, on television, or with your own eyes. A homeless crouched in a tunnel at night. Or even groups of drunken revelers who you feel are lost and bringing suffering on themselves due to thoughtless, meaningless actions. So allow that image to develop. Be very clear who it is you're wishing to help. Notice if your mind begins to avoid a difficult subject and gently bring it back, gently uncovering the different layers of suffering and problems and difficulties for this group. And as you do so, from your heart, the center of your chest, the spiritual place of your heart chakra, generate a strong feeling of love and compassion, wanting these beings to be happy and free from suffering. As you generate this feeling, when you breathe in, the suffering of your group is drawn into your nostrils as thick black smoke. And before you take it into yourself, it sits there in front of your face, disgustingly dark and toxic. Before you willingly and knowingly breathe it in until it comes down to your heart, which is completely covered by a hard black rock of self-cherishing. The defense system you put up to stop anyone hurting you, there it is, preventing your love from being free. And as this black smoke hits the rock, it starts to crack it. And from within emerges a most powerful light force of love and compassion, which then ascends up into your nostrils and out towards your group. And as it touches them, their suffering and unhappiness is alleviated. Now think of this cycle, how powerful that is. Their suffering is helping you destroy your self-cherishing and releasing the love and compassion that will help them. That is such a powerful meditation. So with some silences, practice this. Sometimes focusing on one aspect, sometimes another, and sometimes the whole thing. Keep your concentration and generate the happiness of helping them as you see that the suffering smoke becomes less and you feel your heart being relieved of the self-cherishing as this black rock disintegrates and is transformed into powerful, beautiful, loving, compassionate, healing light. Feel that in your body, your own sense of lightness and acceleration. Don't get too hung up on the round thing to be in smoke, out light. Just believe it's happening and let your focus be gentle and smooth and encouraging. And gradually you will start to experience that there's less and less suffering coming from the group. And your little scenario of them will change. Visualize them being free from problems, from being happy, see them being fulfilled, flourishing, positive, alive. And feel also that the smoke is just wisps now, because as it descends to your heart is mostly uncovered, and the last remains of the black rock disintegrate until such a point that your heart is filled with light. And your group is filled with light. And the exchange between these two visualizations is just light. The smoke has gone, and all it represents. And when you have achieved this, float the visualization of the group to the top of your head. Dissolve the imagery and absorb the light into your heart. And end your meditation with the wish that you can benefit all beings, and that may all beings be happy and free from suffering. And end your meditation.